Opinions expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect the views of Charter Communications nor its sponsors. We recognize our obligation to present opposing points of view by responsible spokespersons. For information, please contact the director of program.
She stands in the face of evil and will not lose hope or faith. America, the land of freedom, is still the home of the brave. So raise the banner.
Straight Talk is brought to you in part by Southern California Edison. For over 100 years, life powered by Edison. This special edition of Straight Talk is brought to you by the Long Beach Water Department, the standard in water conservation and environmental stewardship.
Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to our first show of the new year. We have a wonderful show for you tonight about a really important subject, water. Without water, we're nothing. And we have experts in the field. Our first guest is Steve Conley, who is the president of the Board of Water Commissioners here in the city of Long Beach. Steve, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Art.
And thank you and the department for sponsoring this special edition of Straight Talk.
Well, it is our pleasure.
Tell us a little bit about the relationship between your Board of Water Commissioners and the Water Department.
Well, this is an important thing because a lot of people in the city aren't aware of this. The Water Department is a charter commission, or is under the direction of a charter commission. Charter was created in 1931, and the Water Department actually operates under the direction and guidance of a Board of Water Commissioners, which is five commissioners. It is not part of the city manager's government at all. We, our role as water commissioners is basically to provide oversight, to focus on planning and good, strong budgeting, and making sure that we're delivering a good, solid water product that is safe and consistent and reliable to the citizens of Long Beach.
And later in the show, we'll be meeting the general manager of the Water Department, Kevin Wattier. But you're the president of the board. The board sets the policy, and the policy is implemented by Kevin and his staff.
That is correct. There are five water commissioners. We are appointed by the mayor, confirmed by the city council, but operate not totally independently from the city. Obviously, we want to act very consistently with the city, but from a governance point of view, it's independent.
And how are your operations financed?
Our budget each year is approximately $90 million, and about a quarter of that is in capital. For instance, when we unfortunately have to tear up streets to put in new water lines or sewer lines or anything of that nature, which is sometimes can irritate people, but it's a very important thing to do. That's the kind of capital items we're doing. The rest of it is operational expense. And those elements are primarily funded through the water rate that people pay for their water or sewer, water and sewer rates. We do have some outside funding for some of our capital projects. And in fact, in the last 5 years, we have brought in about $22 million of federal and state money for our desalination and our reclaimed water projects and some other things of that nature. And of course, that's all based upon establishing a very fine relationship both in Washington and Sacramento to be able to get this kind of sponsorship.
And I know the watchwords of your organization are reliability, quality, and affordability. What Give our viewers a sense of where the water comes from. I come from New York, and, you know, for the first 10 years of my life, I thought water came from the faucet. You just turn it on. But there's a whole infrastructure that is behind having water available.
Well, that's very true. And, in fact, most people only think about it when they turn the faucet and water doesn't come out.
Sure.
But in fact, half of our water comes from our own aquifer right underneath us. And coming from the San Gabriel Mountains.
Now, an aquifer is below ground water that you can tap into.
That's correct. The other half is imported. And it's imported partially from the Colorado River and partially from Northern California. One of our challenges that we have is that amount of imported water is going to be going down rather than up over the future years. This is why we have efforts focused on how do we conserve and develop new sources of water for the city of Long Beach.
So half of your water comes from the local aquifers, and half you basically buy from the Metropolitan Water District.
We buy most of it from the Metropolitan Water District. The part that's imported, we do. The part that is coming from our aquifer, we have some fees that we pay to the replenishment district. Interestingly enough, in the last 2 years, our cost of water from both those agencies has increased while we have held our costs
really
constant.
And so the operation of the water department is self-sustaining. The fees that you get from the users, both commercial and residential, pay for your cost of operations and appropriate reserves.
That's our only source. And other than what we can achieve in government funding.
Well, I know from my knowledge of the city that the Long Beach Water Department is considered one of the best run operations in the city. And if everything ran as well and smoothly as what you guys do, we'd be very well off.
Well, we appreciate those comments. Interestingly enough, not only is the Long Beach Water Department well-respected in the city, but is also considered one of the best-run water departments in the country. And there are a lot of reasons for this. I'd like to go back for a moment to the commission. The independence of the commission allows us to protect reserves so that there are funds there to replace the infrastructure ahead of time, not waiting until our main breaks. We have been replacing both water and sewer lines on a very organized basis, and in the last 5 years, we have reduced our main breaks by 60% because of that kind of effort.
Well, that's great. And I, as you may know, served on the board of Long Beach Public Transit Company,
yes,
which also is a quasi-independent with a board. And the model of having an independent board that insulates management from political pressures and allows you to make rational decisions based on industry standards really seems to work for me.
It really does. It's very important that we preserve that kind of relationship because it allows you to focus on the business aspects and not the political aspects.
Well, in the next segment, we're going to be joined by the general manager, Kevin Wattier, and be talking about this incredible desalinization project. And then, Steve, you'll be back in the third segment rejoining us. So stay with us. We'll be back with more of Straight Talk after these messages.
Strong winds and sunlight. The Earth's heat surfacing as steam. Abundant sources of clean energy to help meet our state's growing need for electricity. Southern California Edison leads the nation in the use of renewable energy, enough to supply more than 2 million homes. And since clean energy is something we believe in, we'll keep working to bring the benefits of nature's power plants directly to you. For over 100 years, life powered by Edison.
When I was a boy growing up in Italy, I had a dream to own my own store. I came to the United States and I worked hard as a tailor.
Hi, I'm Umberto. I've been in Long Beach since 1960, carrying the finest quality men's clothing.
Italy's a long way away, but styles are just around the corner. Umberto, 2141 Bellflower, Long Beach.
Does it seem to you like we've got a lot of different looking people coming in here lately? Yeah, they're coming in for all different reasons.
Ribs so tender, ribs so sweet. Remember the ribs, baby.
Newport Rib Company in Costa Mesa or Naples Rib Company in Long Beach, or log on to ribcompany.com.
It's time to make your career move. With quality training and education from the university of choice, Cal State Long Beach. Achieve personal and professional excellence by enrolling in career-enhancing programs offered through University College and Extension Services. Courses include computer technology, management, leadership, global transportation, accelerated degree programs, and more. Make your career move now. Call today for your free catalog.
We're back, joined now by Kevin Whittier, the general manager of the Long Beach Water Department. Kevin, welcome back to our show.
Thanks, Art. Pleasure to be back.
I was at that incredible opening of your desal facility last September, and this is the most amazing thing, because for thousands of years, mankind has been trying to turn salt water into drinkable fresh water, and it never has been economically feasible to do that. And yet the Long Beach Water Department, together with a very talented inventor, will tell us about what's happening.
Well, you're right. Our people have been trying, and we think we're really moving the ball forward. About 4 years ago, D.M. Vong, who I think you have a picture of.
This is an inventor and longtime employee, former employee of the water department, came from Vietnam.
Ran most of the water systems in Vietnam before the fall of Saigon in 1975. So just a tremendous
left
background.
And came to America and invented, while he was working for the water department, this system.
Absolutely. He came to me about 4 years ago with this concept that he'd had for a couple of years to propose this new technology to desalinate seawater in a way that's never been done before. And we first tested it out in a small pilot scale facility, kind of like almost like a scientist going in the laboratory to prove that the science really works the way you think it would. And that worked out so well that we've moved ahead now, and we've taken that invention out into the real world now. We're still testing it, but we're now testing it in a real-world environment with this plant that we built based on the technology that DM came up with.
And I was at the opening, and it was an exciting day, and all kinds of celebrities and important people in the water field were there. And, you know, to me as a lawyer, it's a bunch of pipes and tanks and stuff, but this is it, and here's another shot. And you got funding from both the federal government and the state government for this.
Absolutely. We've been very successful. The commission and the staff have worked very hard in Sacramento. We've had in Washington. We've had many members of Congress from throughout California come and look at what we're doing. And we have a very excellent working relationship with the Bureau of Reclamation, who's our federal sponsor, that's provided now about $5 million for the project. So
I think I displayed the flags in the wrong way, and we want to honor both our federal and state flags.
So when you look at the total picture now on desal, we've put together what's turned out to be about a seven-year, $15 million research program. We have actually this project and another big project. This one, total cost is about $10 million. The other one's about $5 million, and that one's just in design now.
But and just so our viewers understand, the technology exists to take the salt out of salt water, but the question always is, at what price of energy can you do it? And the problem historically has been that it required so much energy to remove the salt that it was not economically viable to run it. But you think that this technology may be at an economically viable cost.
All of our tests so far have shown that we can reduce the energy consumption by about 20% to 30% from what other people are currently using as a state-of-the-art process. So that's a big increase in efficiency, because energy is by far the biggest cost of desalinating seawater.
And I understand water people all over America, or perhaps the world, are know about the Long Beach Project and are looking closely and monitoring the results.
Oh, if you went back to Washington, D.C. and you talked about seawater desalination, you'd find out that for all practical purposes, we are the federal government's seawater desalination R&D program right
really?
Here in Long Beach, California. This is the biggest federally sponsored seawater R&D project in the country.
What's the timelines for getting preliminary results?
Well, by this summer, we expect to have a side-by-side testing of our technology with the standard process to prove once and for all, beyond any doubt, that we got the energy savings that we've seen in the controlled environment in the laboratory. And then over the next 2 or 3 years, we'll be testing every piece of the equipment, energy recovery, all the water quality parameters. We're confident those are all going to turn out fine. But we want to make sure we know exactly what we're doing before we move on to the full-scale construction.
Now, without wanting to gun jump, but just let's dream a little bit. Let's assume that this is successful. What does it mean to Long Beach? What does it mean to the country and to the world?
Well, our vision, and you spoke earlier with President Connolly, really a business-like approach. Our vision, quite frankly, is to make Long Beach 100% self-reliant in terms of water supply, which is a big thing when you think about where Long Beach lies in the Pacific Rim. And we can do that. We can do that with seawater desal and some other programs we have underway. We can make this city 100% self-reliant. Our initial goal is to have about 10 to 15% of our supply come from the ocean. Already about half of it comes from the groundwater, which is very, very reliable. But, you know, long term, we could make this a 100% reliable city in terms of water supply.
But you and the inventor own the patents on this, and I would think that if this thing works, there would be a demand for licensing this technology all over the world.
Oh, absolutely. We see the market for that primarily outside of the U.S., but we've done all the legal protections to protect the patent rights so that we could market it eventually throughout the world.
So this potentially could be a very, very lucrative. I mean, in the old days, Long Beach got oil and gas money,
right,
and that's trended down. But on the horizon is at least the potential to get enormous income from licensing this invention.
Absolutely. And I think there's actually two markets. There's the municipal market, which is primarily what, you know, we'd be focusing on, but what DM is focusing on now, he's now retired, but he's still working on it. He's actually focusing on the boating marine environment.
Sure.
You think about it, every ship, every yacht that sails the seas has some kind of a desal plant online.
Yes.
And he thinks he can break into that market.
Oh my God.
Really change that market.
Yeah. And as President Connolly mentioned in the first segment, the water coming from the Colorado is being now restricted because Arizona and Nevada are being built up, and they're reclaiming legitimately their allocation, so California's going to get less. So we're going to have to learn to do with less of Colorado water.
And the same thing with our northern supplies is there's tremendous competition and controversy, as you know, about the state water and the California Bay Delta system and all that, and we don't see ever getting more water from up there. We're hoping that we can hold our own at where we're at, but we don't see more water coming down.
Well,
from the north.
With 11 miles of shoreline, or 22 miles, Long Beach right next to the ocean, if this thing works, there's our water supply.
Absolutely.
Right sitting there.
Right there.
It's really mind-boggling when you think about the possibilities here.
Oh, it's tremendous, and it's a lot of fun for me to be involved with something this big. This is really exciting.
So, as you mentioned, this summer there'll be some preliminary results on the energy operations. Okay, well, we're going to be continuing our discussion in the next segment. We'll be talking about the importance of conservation, another thing that you can do in your home to help with the water supply. We'll be back after these messages.
Those who are closest to you, from our family to yours. McCarty's Jewelry, since 1932.
The name Diversa defines excellence in precision hair cutting and design. Diversa Salon has been doing business for more than 20 years. For men and women, Diversa provides the total experience in haircuts, skincare, and a variety of services for more than 80 stylists and technicians. Our beauty supply stores feature Diversa brand and a large selection of major products to keep you looking your best. We have 3 convenient locations to serve you, so call now for an appointment. For the total experience, come to Diversa.
Welcome to Golden Security Bank. We are committed to providing commercial real estate loans that meet your specific needs. Golden Security Bank has been a wholesale lender in Southern California more than 20 years, and we've also been the top-ranked bank under $1 billion in assets and are now funding loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million. With our experienced team of loan consultants that have more than 70 years of combined commercial lending expertise, you will get a yes answer fast. Golden Security Bank, we look forward to putting our experience to work for you.
Welcome to Maury's of Naples. Maury's is a unique store specializing in wine, spirits, beers, gift baskets, gourmet foods, and European specialties. Upon entering, you'll encounter a vast selection and a staff that is more than willing to assist you. Take time to look around. You'll be amazed. Wine and beer tasting is held every week. Visit Maury's.com to get the latest information. Maury's of Naples, since 1938, where customer satisfaction is our top priority.
My husband and I both come here. He loves it.
The benefits of physically fit are the personalized training.
We have a very good reputation in the community.
My doctor recommended I come to Physically Fit.
I would definitely recommend Physically Fit.
We're Craig and Yvonne Claro.
And we would like to help you reach your fitness goals.
Welcome back. We're joined now by Steve Conley, the president of the Board of Water Commissioners. And Steve, there are really two sides to the equation. There's the supply side, which we've been talking about, but there's also the demand side. And one of the things that helps balance the equation is finding economically rational and useful ways to limit the demand. And talk about your conservation program.
Absolutely. Conservation is really a very, very important part of our, interestingly enough, the other side of the supply, as you suggest. We have continually put forth various conservation efforts over the past years, and in fact, today we use the same amount of water in the city as we did 20 years ago when there were 100,000 more people in the city. Now that's all based upon a number of conservation things such as low flush toilets, shower heads, and a whole lot of things of that nature. We now are putting a great deal of effort on the landscaping side of conservation, and Kevin's going to talk a little bit about what we're doing there because it's pretty exciting, and we're in fact on your show today announcing a very special program.
Kevin?
Well, thanks, Art. You know, in a typical home, 50% to 70% of your water is used outside, depending on how much turf you have. And,
really?
And, you know, grass, regular grass, which we all know and love, uses a lot of water, and it's very inefficient to irrigate it. So we're really trying to push the envelope here, working closely with others like the Metropolitan Water District to really push what we call the California-friendly landscape-type design to motivate people, inspire people to take a new approach to their outside.
And these are examples
of... We've got some pictures here of just some beautiful California-friendly type backyards or front yards with beautiful plants. And I've done this myself at home, and I can tell you it's a lot of work, but when you're done, it's just fantastic.
It's still gorgeous.
You can pick different plants that you'll always have something flowering any time of the year, and you know, you work it in with your patio and your landscaping. You really make your home much more desirable, much more increase your property values. It's a fantastic way to go. So we're really trying to inspire people to move away from the grass and move to the California.
And you can go to their website, www.lbwater.org, and get more information about making your home more California friendly with plants and landscaping.
That's right. We have a great website on that.
Well, you mentioned an announcement with regard to a grant program, Steve.
Yes. We are taking the initiative this year to provide some supplemental financing to various government agencies within the city and nonprofits, encouraging them to develop better conservation in their landscaping program. And this program will provide grants up to $5,000 to the entity that we're talking about, whomever it might be. They'll be applying for it, obviously, and with a cap for the year of $50,000, because it still has to come out of our water budget.
And people can get more information about that, again, on your website, lbwater.org.
Absolutely. And Kevin, did you want to add anything on that?
Well, again, it's something that we think we need to do to really inspire people to step out there and try some new things, and I think it's going to be really exciting.
Well, congratulations on that. As you both know, I'm involved in the Center for Water Education, and we're building a $25 million, hopefully world-class, water education center in Hemet next to the Diamond Valley Lake Reservoir, and we will be using drought-tolerant, California-friendly plants in all of our landscaping. Our building is also a LEEDS building, Gold Star LEEDS building, with minimizing energy use. So, folks, not only is it good public policy to minimize the usage of not only water but also energy for that matter, electricity, but also you save a few bucks, don't you, by reducing water bills?
Absolutely.
Well, and you know, I think it is vitally important that we all recognize that we live in basically a desert.
Yes.
And we need to recognize that as the population grows here, we've got to come up with ways of providing more water to service that area. And the only way we can do it is by creative things such as conservation, such as our desal program, such as using more reclaimed water. And in a fourth area that we're focusing on now is using the aquifer under our city here and under this whole area as a storage place for water when we have a lot of water to put it in, and when we need it, we can take it out.
Do you mean like in a lot of rainfall that you can capture it and put it in the aquifer?
Put it in the aquifer and, in effect, use the aquifer as a reservoir. Underground aquifer reservoirs are a heck of a lot cheaper than building dams, and they certainly are better in the environment.
Amen to that. Well, it's true. L.A. would be desert without water. And by creative use of technology, we really can sustain our way of life and even improve it. But we really have to be conscious of the need to conserve and the need to find different sources.
Absolutely.
We have a minute or two left, Kevin, so final words to our viewers as we begin this new year.
Well, we're looking for a great year. We got a lot of exciting things going. We've got the desal. It's going to be a big year for our desal program. We think we'll have some tremendous announcements this year. This new grants program we just mentioned, we're really excited about that. I think that's going to really push the conservation initiative here even further. We've already been a leader, but we want to continue to be a leader in conservation. We're storing water in the aquifer, as Steve mentioned. We want to do more of that. We're going to be expanding our recycled system. We look at this as a portfolio, diversifying our portfolio, making sure we're moving ahead on all fronts, doing everything we can to provide for reliable, high-quality, affordable water here in Long Beach.
And finally, Steve.
And I would simply like to say that given the kind of a structure that the Water Department operates under allows this kind of thing to happen because it is, again, business-driven, not politically driven.
Well said. And we will follow the progress of your desal project because it's one of enormous interest to me and obviously importance to our city. Well, thank you both for joining us on Straight Talk. I thank you for supporting and sponsoring this fascinating special edition of our show.
Thank you, Art.
And please join us next week for the next edition of Straight Talk. Good night, everyone.
This special edition of Straight Talk has been brought to you by the Long Beach Water Department, the standard in water conservation and environmental stewardship. Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison and the Press Telegram. And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.